The White Wolf, a popular tale from Lorraine. Once upon a time, there was a man who had three daughters. One day, he told them he was going on a trip. "Bring me back a beautiful dress, father," said the oldest daughter.
"As you wish."
"And what would you like?"
said the father to the middle child.
"I'd like a dress too."
"What about you, my child?"
he said to the youngest daughter.
"I don't want anything," she replied.
"Nothing?
I have to bring something for your sisters. I don't want you to be the only one who has nothing."
"Very well.
I would like a talking rose."
"A talking rose?"
exclaimed the father.
"Where am I going to find such a thing?"
"Father, I want this rose. Please don't come back without it." The father set out and had no trouble finding beautiful dresses for his two oldest daughters. But wherever he asked about a talking rose, he was told that it was clearly a joke, and that nothing like that existed anywhere in the whole world.
"But if this rose doesn't exist, why would my daughter have asked me for it?"
Finally, one day he came to a beautiful castle and heard murmuring voices coming from inside. He listened and heard people talking and singing. He entered the courtyard, and there in the middle there stood a rose bush covered with beautiful blossoms. These were the flowers that his daughter had told him about.
"At last, I have found a talking rose."
And he hastened to pick one of the roses.
Immediately, a white wolf leapt at him, shouting, "Who gave you leave to enter my castle and pick my roses?
You shall be punished by death. All those who enter here must die."
"No, please let me go,"
said the poor man.
"I'll give you back the talking rose."
"No, you must die."
"Alas,
my daughter asked me to bring her a talking rose, and when I finally find one, I'm going to die."
The white wolf thought for a moment, then said, "I will show you mercy and let you keep the rose, but on one condition, that you bring me the first person you meet when you get home." The poor man promised and went back to his homeland. To his great misfortune, the first person he saw when he returned home was his youngest daughter.
"Oh, my daughter, what a sad journey. Didn't you find a talking rose?"
she asked him.
"I found one, but to my misfortune, I picked it in the cursed castle of a white wolf. Now, I must die."
"No,"
she cried.
"I don't want you to die.
I'd rather die for you instead."
She said this to him so many times that finally he said, "My daughter, I must tell you what I wanted to keep from you. I promised the white wolf that I would hand over to him the first person I met when I got home. It was on this condition that he let me live."
"Father," she said solemnly, "I am ready to go."
So the father took her to the castle, as he had promised the wolf.
"I will not harm you," said the white wolf, "but you must not tell anyone what you have seen or heard here.
This castle belongs to fairies. All of us who live here are fairies. And I myself am condemned to be a white wolf by day and take on human form at night. If you keep the secret, all will be well for you."
The father returned home and the girl stayed in the castle and soon became very happy there. The white wolf, who became a young man again at nightfall, pampered and comforted her.
All was well.
However, in the village, the mother and sisters were terribly worried.
"Where is our poor child?
Where is our sister?"
The father, who had been careful not to reveal anything since his return, finally gave in to their insistence and told them where he had left his daughter. One of the two older girls sought out her sister and asked her about her life with this wolf to whom she seemed so attached. The girl resisted for a long time, but her sister pressed her so much that she eventually told her the secret of the inhabitants of the castle. At once, there was a sound of frightful howling. The girl stood up in horror and ran in the direction of the howling. No sooner had she gone out into the courtyard of the castle than the white wolf fell dead at her feet. In tears, she fell to her knees, took the wolf in her arms, and stroked it tenderly until nightfall. When at last she could gaze into the face of the young man, she made a promise to him that she would keep until her dying day.
She would stay in his castle forever to watch over the fairies and take care of the beautiful roses.